to What Is Going Om's Synchronize Your Energies, the show that provides clear insights into the rapidly shifting energies that are upgrading human consciousness and evolving life on planet Earth. Each month, hosts Sandy Sedgbeer, Susie Miller, and Lee Harris share their observations and awarenesses and offer a stable means of synchronizing your energy fields so you can thrive, not just survive, during these tumultuous times. Here's your hosts, Sandy Sedgbeer, Susie Miller, and Lee Harris.
Hello, I'm Sandy Sedgbeer.
And I'm Susie Miller.
And I'm afraid Lee Harris can't be with us tonight. Unfortunately, Lee lives in California and he's in direct line of fire, so he's on evacuation alert. So please, everybody, send your energies to Lee and everybody else who's suffering through those fires right now so that it dies down and there's no loss of life. So, Susie, it's just you and me.
Yes. This should be interesting.
It certainly should. Well, today, of course, is Halloween. And today is also the day that Mercury stations retrograde in Scorpio. Last Saturday, the Sun and Moon made a conjunction, the Scorpio New Moon, opposite Uranus, the planet of revolution, uprising, invention, and unexpected radical transformations. And one translation of all of this is that these current 7 days, the next 7 days, may well be characterized by secrets and surprises. And according to Amanda Painter, who does some wonderful astrology on planetwaves.net, the question is, what determines whether such things feel like tricks or treats? Guess what the answer is, Susie?
Tricks and treats? No.
Tricks or treats. Well, the short answer, she says, is you and me, us. Mm-hmm. More specifically, it's things like our perspective, our attitude, our agility in responding to new information, and our emotional attachments. So, yeah, it's going to be an interesting ride this coming week, especially, and also the rest of the month, because Mercury is retrograde until about the 20th, I think.
Yeah, I heard something recently, too, around these retrograde periods. You know, we've always thought of these retrograde periods as being like a loop through some old patterning and this kind of thing. And somebody, I can't even remember where I read it at this point, but somebody was talking about it almost being a kind of a shot in the arm of, you know, kind of who we really are, an opportunity to kind of recalibrate to what we are now and kind of fill our awareness with that information as we kind of jump into the next place. When something comes out of retrograde, it's almost like we're using this time now not so much to reflect on all the woulds and the shoulds and the coulds and the old patterning and programming, but to really give ourselves kind of some maybe downtime, personal self awareness time, so that we can kind of download the next iteration of ourselves, so that we can step into what's next with as much of what we are as we possibly can.
You've been reading my notes.
Of course I have.
It's interesting because that's exactly what it's about. And especially with, Scorpio being there at the moment, we're really going to get a chance to, as Kai Patcher says, grow out of our little self into a bigger self that is more concerned with bigger things than our own self-interest. So, it's really interesting that you saw it that way, too. That's exactly what it is.
And it's interesting. I'll say that a lot of my clients lately, especially some of the the kids on the spectrum, you know, that I've been working with, they've been talking a lot this last several weeks, this last month, around the difference between the I perspective and the we perspective, that we're really using this time now, and especially, you know, these last few months of, you know, the last few months of any year are kind of culmination. They're kind of picking up all the different pieces and solidifying it into the new and then stepping forward into the next year. And they were talking about the fact that, yeah, we're really needing to take a very clear and concise look at where we are still in the I reality versus the we reality, where we're, and from their vantage point, it was, where are we in separation, you know, versus in unification or oneness. And it seems like that's exactly what you're saying as far as what's going on in, is that accurate as far as what comes up with Scorpio?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And if you look at what's happening on the world stage, you know, we are getting this reflected back at us, you know, in spades. I had a very interesting conversation today with somebody. We were talking about, of course, you know, we've got this extension again, another one, and we've now got an election coming up. And a lot of people that I have been speaking to have been saying, but I don't think I can vote this year because I don't want the Tories in, but I also don't want Labour in, and I don't agree with the Lib Dems. And so maybe I won't do anything. In which case, I said, then you are voting. You are voting if you don't vote, because what's going to happen is the Tories are going to get in. If you don't want the Tories, you've at least got to use your vote to try and give a bit of a lift. The others, you know, may have no chance whatsoever, but you've got to make your feelings known. And the only way people are going to know how you feel is by the number of votes. And the person I was talking to was telling me they'd had the same conversation the night before with a friend of theirs who said, well, I'm going to vote for the Tories. And she said, why, when you know they're lying and they're cheating? And she said, because I've got to take care of my family. And my friend said to her friend, no, your family is very well taken care of already. You are wealthy, you have no problems whatsoever. What you mean is you need to take care of your little comfort zone, and that is not thinking about we. And that's the very conversation we had. People are kind of moving into that. You know, I don't know what to do. I'm just going to hunker down and take care of my little corner of the world.
Right, right. And I think, you know, your statement about making your feelings known, you know, whether it's, you know, in politics or whether it's, you know, any number of things that are coming to the surface, and, you know, making our feelings known about these different expressions, I guess, of shadow is what we're seeing. You know, we're seeing all the expressions of shadow have just been shook so loose that they're just obvious and blatant and so in our face that we can almost not, you know, we can't ignore it anymore, and we do have feelings about that, you know, and I also feel like those making our feelings known, that's also happening within each and every one of us regarding different aspects of ourselves. You know, it's like there's different aspects of ourselves that are making their feelings known about other aspects. So, like, just like you were saying, the person who might want to feel, or the parts of ourselves that might want to stay in our own little corner of the world and just stay comfortable in our own existence without considering maybe the we, right? The we of that bigger community. It's almost like these different parts of ourselves are making themselves known as well. Their voices, some of these voices that have been maybe suppressed or shadowed or shamed or guilted into, you know, some means of, like, some personality kind of, some personality, that shadow personality. It's almost like those are coming up to the surface right now. Mm-hmm. And as they come up to the surface, again, it gives us this opportunity of, well, how do we want to meet that? You know, how do we want to meet that? What action do we want to take? How do we want to engage with that? So whether it's the person saying, I'm not going to vote, or, you know, I mean, I take that outer landscape experience to our own inner
yes.
landscapes. Right?
Yes.
And it's like,
yeah.
you know, how do we want to vote? Where do we want to go from here? How do we want to move forward? You know, can we move forward as a community, as all of these different archetypes and experiences within us? Or are we going to somehow segregate ourselves once again from these parts of ourselves that so desperately need our wisdom and our awareness and our brilliance?
Mm-hmm.
And our beauty, right? You know, or
yes.
And it just feels like it's, I know in my world that's been really strong through the month of October. I mean, really looking at these places and spaces. And I went back, I was looking at Lee's monthly energy update for October. And, you know, it said something about saying no to overload. And it's interesting because right now it feels like that overload is coming up from these more shadowy places within ourselves, right? And we're kind of negotiating that. And it's reflected in the outer landscape all over the place, whether it's Brexit or whether it's,
mm-hmm.
you know, Jeffrey Epstein, you know, and all of his doings and undoings coming to the surface. It's fascinating to me to watch this all be thrown up in the air.
Yes, absolutely. And it's interesting because, you know, in previous months when we've met and talked about how we've been feeling and what's been impacting us, there have been times when all of us have really felt kind of dragged down by it all, and other times when we feel that we can be at a distance and look at it objectively and see it as the reflection that it is, and mm-hmm. and then be able to use that to go inside and work on whatever is coming up for us. And this has been one of those months for me. It seems like every conversation I've had, I've been able to stand back and see it all as mm-hmm. this is about me. This is about me. You know, where can I go with this? What can I, you know, learn about me, and what do I need to take care of with me? And I think that's actually been enormously helpful to me in being able to cope with it rather than engaging with it and feeling overpowered by it and unable to control anything.
Yeah, absolutely. And to me too, it's, you know, whether we're externally voting, not voting, externally taking an action, not taking an action, I think the opportunity right now, and maybe this is where that sense of kind of coming into ourselves and kind of taking care of ourselves, is maybe that is a really important place to be. Not so much that we're isolating from the outside world or that outside reality, because it's reflecting back to us all the time. But like you say, taking that information and kind of bringing it back and like, okay, what parts of my community, what parts of my inner landscape feel, maybe not that they are out of control, but feel like they're out of control, feel like they want control, feel like they need control. And again, you know, can we have compassion for that? Can we have love for that? Can we have some sense of direction for that? You know, can we say a firm no to that kind of running the show, so to speak? I think that these all these internal aspects of ourselves are, I don't know about you, Sandy, but it feels like a free-for-all right now. it's like they're all up and dancing and screaming and yelling and, you know, and wanting to have their say. And at the same time, like you say, there's this bigger part of us that can and does step back from all of it, step back from all of the chaos and kind of go, so this is what's going on. So this is the dance, you know?
Yeah.
And
yeah.
All right, go ahead.
I think I was going to say one of the things I've heard so much these past few years and said myself on many occasions is, you know, how unexpected, how the impossible has become the possible, and how startling it has been to see how far we can move beyond anything that we've ever felt was acceptable before. And, you know, and I'm referring to the politics because that is the perfect reflection, not because I'm a political animal, but we've looked at it with our jaws on the floor sometimes and said, really, can this really be happening? But if we then, you know, relate that back to ourselves, it shows you how deeply we are getting an opportunity to turn everything over that we've never even looked at before. And, you know, I mean, really go beyond the boundaries of where we've been within ourselves before to see what lies there. I mean, who would have thought that all this greed and corruption, you know, lay underneath the surface of all these political systems? Yet we think third world countries. We don't think it's all there in America. It's all there in England. It's, you know,
well, and more
it's
so,
all there within us.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So, it truly is fascinating. So you're listening to What Is Going On's monthly Synchronize Your Energies show, in which Susie, Lee Harris, who unfortunately isn't with us tonight, and myself indulge in an intimate and unscripted sharing of what the cosmic energies have been stirring up for all of us this past month. We'll be back with more after this break.
Connecting you with the best of the conscious minds in the world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Om Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Connect at omtimes.com. Om Times, creating a more conscious lifestyle.
More than 24 million Americans have an autoimmune disorder, and that number continues to grow. I'm Sharon Saylor, and I'm one of those 24 million. To put that number in perspective, cancer affects about 9 million and heart disease up to 22 million. That's why I've brought together top experts and those thriving regardless of their diagnosis to bring you the latest, most up-to-date information. Join me, Sharon Saylor, Friday night, 7 p.m. Eastern, for the Autoimmune Hour on Life Interrupted Radio to find out how to live your life uninterrupted.
911, what is your emergency?
My kid shot himself.
All right, where's the wounds?
911, what's your emergency?
Please help my son shot his brother.
911, what is your emergency?
Okay. 911, please state your emergency.
Every day, 8 kids and teens are unintentionally killed or injured by loaded and unlocked guns.
It wasn't locked.
Learn how to make your home safer at endfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and End Family Fire.
Welcome back. Susie, you have the ability to have conversations with the collective consciousness of the children. Is there, and I'm sure, you know, well, I know they've been telling you things for the past 20 years, much of which has actually come to pass. How comfortable or uncomfortable are the children about what is happening right now? Because I know that you and I see this as something that has to happen with an ultimate outcome of shifting paradigms and hopefully to better paradigms. But are we just fooling ourselves? Is that really what's going on here?
Well, I think that there are a lot of different layers and levels to this, what's happening right now. And so there is this awareness that, all the shadow information within ourselves and within the collective is definitely clearly all coming to the surface. And that collective consciousness of the children sees that as a positive, although albeit chaotic, kind of time, right? And so, but I think more importantly, it's like, just because something is available to us doesn't mean that we necessarily take the opportunity to integrate that. So, and typically what they'll share with me has an awful lot to do with, we have all kinds of opportunities all the time. We're moving through all kinds of energies. We're vast, vast energies that are influencing our biology, our psychology, our neurology. But again, what do we do with that? What do we do with that disturbance? What do we actually do with that shakeup? And, the real potential here is to meet these experiences with clarity and with awareness and as an invitation to be empowered within ourselves to take action and or not take action based on what feels appropriate for us in that moment. And deeper than that, it gives us really this opportunity to start to, we were saying earlier, to reflect on these outer landscape expressions and see how do they apply in our own inner worlds, and how do we react or respond to that kind of energy. One of the things I'm noticing, again, in lots of clients right now is, and this happened quite a while ago where we went through this cycle, but here it comes again, where there is this deep, it reminds me of like when the waves catch up on the sand and pull all the sand back in and then turn it over and pull it back out again. This seems like what's happening, like in our sacral chakra, in our solar plexus, in our root right now, and especially solar plexus and sacral. It's our relationship to power, our relationship to our own power, our own sense of empowerment. Is the power in the policies, in the politics? Is the power in the quote unquote rich and famous, the elite? Or is that power truly within us? And can we claim that for ourselves? Can we claim it so that we really begin to understand our capacity to source our own reality, to source our own experience of the reality that seems to be playing out? Just because it's playing out doesn't mean that we have to suffer through it or that we have to be infringed upon because of it. There are a lot of different realities happening simultaneously. And to me, anyway, it seems like we're getting this deep, deep dive into, solar plexus energy, sacral energy, our relationship to power, and our relationship to who do we say that we are. We hear a lot about, we are love, we are light, we are, higher states of consciousness, we are whatever, the divine. are we? You know, I mean, do we actually believe that? Do we actually own that and express from that? Are we actually empowered by that? And if we are, from my vantage point anyway, some of this outer noise, chaos that's going on is simply the destruction of the old. Let it die, you know, because there's an empowerment coming up from within each and every one of us that will, if we'll allow it, create in a brand new way. You know, it's a new creation cycle, right? And I think that's what we're drawing that from.
Isn't it the hardest thing for human beings is to let something die and step out, you know, into the unknown to face something new? I mean, we cling on for dear life, don't we, to what is comfortable, to what is known, because the unknown is such a big, you know, chasm.
Yeah, well, you've watched me. You've watched me and heard me clinging for dear life, you know. No, I can't go on. Oh, my God. You know, it's like this next iteration of self is going to be the one that does me in. I got to stay where I was kind of thing. And at the same point, at the same place, we only do that for as long as we do it, right? Because just like anything else, at some point, and I think this is what's happening everywhere and anywhere right now, it becomes too uncomfortable to stay as we were, right? And because it becomes too uncomfortable to stay as we were, something naturally and organically kind of beckons us to cross that threshold and say, no, okay, I'm scared shitless, and I'm still here for the ride, you know, it's still here to experience and express what can be experienced and expressed at this point. So I think I think that this is the place where a lot of people are getting to right now, because, you know, it's almost like you can kind of throw up your hands and watch everything in chaos, or you can kind of go, okay, everything is in chaos because this old just it can't maintain itself anymore. So from that vantage point, yeah, it's mucky and it's kind of crazy in the unknown. But at the same time, you look at it, you kind of go, wow, all these things were just status quo, all these things that we never even knew existed or were part of our processes, part of what, you know, kind of seemingly held us together. No, they're all up and out now. So it's like, no, that outer landscape is not what keeps you safe. It's not what, you know, identifies you as you. There's something else, something deeper that's available. And I think that's what's coming to the surface right now.
Well, I think that's what we have the opportunity, and certainly, you know, I don't know what comes first, the chicken or the egg. Is the astrology driving, you know, the events? Is it all just one big, you know, interconnected weave where everything is informing everything else? But certainly come January the 12th, we are going to experience. If we think we've had an interesting ride so far, it's going to get even more interesting next year. The thing that surprises me is, you know, when I'm in the place where, thank goodness I am right now, where I can just sit back and observe it all and not be engaged in it and intellectualize about it and do the what ifs and the curiosities, is how, you know, what I don't understand is how some of us can be so blind. How can we, you know, how we can continue to keep our consciousness in a place where we are oblivious to the truth of what is going on around us?
And that truth being...
Well, that truth, I guess, has to be our perception of what is going on around us.
Yeah.
But, you know, I think we can safely say that there are some things that we can, you know, definitely agree on, you know, as having the same opinion on. You know, I just look at things like, you know, the climate, the evidence, the science, when so many voices, so much evidence is there to show us certain things are patently not right and not good for us or the planet. I mean, just today I was looking at a piece of news about the, you know, the Dakota pipeline, and, you know, for 11 years or more, people have been saying this, you know, this shouldn't happen, and more oil spillages on native land, etc. I mean, I think most people can agree. Is there a really good reason for having that? I don't think there is. And yet still things happen, even though most people can see that it isn't for the ultimate good.
Right. And so all of, from my vantage point anyway, so all of these external experiences, they are, right? They exist, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Crazy politics exist. Crazy decisions about pipelines exist. All of that seems, you know, that and all of that is based on the collective consciousness that we have. How do I want to say this? Hold on a second. It's based on the collective consciousness, period. It's based on what we have agreed upon and allowed as part of the polarities that are experienced on this planet. And so every time something like that arises, And we collectively say, no, it's not okay for the rainforest to burn, or no, it's not okay for politics or politicians to go unchecked. No, it's not okay, right? We're in that very moment, we're collectively making a choice. We're collectively choosing something else. And from that choice point, many of us will, you know, take action. Many of us will do something in support of this new choice. And we can say that most don't see it that way, right? But I kind of beg to differ. I kind of feel like these things wouldn't be coming to the surface as issues. These things would just be going on in the background like they have been for hundreds and hundreds and thousands of years, and nobody would be aware of them. But the very fact that we are so aware of these blatant abuses of power, let's say, in one way or another, they're all kind of blatant abuses of that second chakra, third chakra kind of energy. And the very fact that more and more people every day are bringing it to the surface so that it is in the news, so that it is a choice point for the collective, that in and of itself tells me that something truly is changing in our collective human consciousness. It can't, because it's not hidden anymore. You know, it's not, does that make sense? It's not...
Mm.
Yeah. And at least for me, Sandy, it makes me feel better about what we're witnessing right now. You know, we're really witnessing the complete deterioration of instead of it's that David Hawkins, that power versus force. We've had the force. We've had that energy of power run amok in all kinds of different areas. We've had that patriarchal kind of energy dominating, and now all of a sudden, it's just disintegrating faster than it can disintegrate. It's so much so that I think you know, because we've all been born into it, it's almost like we're all our heads are spinning a little bit, because we know it's a good thing for it all to fall apart, but we also don't know what to replace it with yet. You know, it's like we haven't fully embodied our own power, so that, you know, or even a more loving, kind empowerment. You know, we haven't quite got there yet, so we're kind of in this in-between place. Talk about the void or the no man's land. We're negotiating that within each and every one of us right now.
So we're actually looking at the choices in front of us, and some of us, many of us, haven't yet decided which way we're going to, you know, what we're going to choose. But that's the point that we're at, yes?
Yeah, and like to your point, it's like, you know, it becomes so uncomfortable within us and externally that we make new choices kind of naturally and organically. At some point, we all make new choices because it's just too painful to stay where we were. And I think that, you know, this is rising up right now, and I really think that that's a very good thing.
Well, on that note, we are going to go to the break. You're listening to What Is Going On's monthly Synchronize Your Energies show with me, Sandy Sedgbeer, Susie Miller, and sadly, without Lee Harris this week. But after the break, Susie will be gifting us with another of her powerful processes to help us synchronize our energies with what the cosmos will be bringing us in the coming month. So stay tuned.
The best of the holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Hello, I'm Lisa Barry. Join me every Monday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time for Light on Living, a chance to see new, hear different, and feel more as I shine the spotlight on all the ways to lighten the load of life's challenges. Light on Living is your link to that new way you're looking for, that new understanding that will enhance your life, and that positive connection that will support your growth. So join me, and you'll gain insight and start to see things in a new way that motivates you.
Ascending Hearts is no ordinary dating site, but a spiritual dating site with a purpose, to link you with your soulmate. We engineer the serendipity so you can trust that you will attune with someone that has the same matching vibration as you. Ascending Hearts, the conscious dating site for the spiritually aware. Try Ascending Hearts for free, ascendinghearts.com.
Opiates has taken everything and everyone I've ever loved away from me. Everything.
I blew my ankle out and I got prescribed pain pills by my doctor.
If making my detox public is going to help somebody, I'm all for it. I just wish I would have had a warning.
Opioid dependence can happen after just 5 days. Know the truth, spread the truth. A message from Truth, the Ad Council, and ONDCP.
Welcome back to Synchronize Your Energies with me, Sandy Sedgbeer. Almost called me Susie Miller there.
And me, Sandy Sedgbeer,
yes.
Right?
Absolutely, yeah. This is how much we're all changing. Susie, I wanted to ask you a question about the collective consciousness of the children and how far you have discussed the future with them.
It shows up not necessarily in, you know, projections and those kinds of things. It shows up more when I'm interacting with groups and or families. We had a recent live event where that consciousness was very present. And so it's their vantage point is more that it's like what they keep talking about is that the past, the now, and the future, they're all right here. They're all choice points right here. So we have these preconceived ideas about, you know, that we can't change the past, or that because we can't change the past, we're destined for a particular future. And if we talk about literally like setting, you know, brand new beginnings right here, right now, coming into 2020 and beyond, and setting something else up, everything, they keep talking about every single choice that we make, moment by moment, nanosecond by nanosecond, has everything to do with this next creation cycle. And also the very fact that because we're seeing so much kind of falling away, you know, the question really becomes, what is it that we do want to create? And I think that a lot of people, sometimes we can get so caught up in the chaos of what's going on out in the world that we really forget the power that we actually are. We really forget our own capacity to step back from all of it and choose again. You know, because if you choose again and I choose again and everybody listening chooses again, you know, that creates a consciousness or a collective consciousness in and of its own right. And so they keep talking about the very moment by moment experiences, choices that lead us where we want to go. And they, you know, if we're looking at projections, in all honesty, they'll always say, you know where we're going. Everybody knows where they're going based on, you know, what their thoughts are in that moment. What their, you know, they'll always say, you know, if you think we're heading towards complete and utter chaos and destruction, that's kind of where we're heading. And if we're heading towards literally a new horizon, a new experience and expression, you know, we're moving closer to that experience. And I think with all this chaos, it is a really good opportunity to just step back and kind of go, okay, chaos is here. You know, the dissolving of the old is happening. And okay, that's there. That's what is. What happens when we step back and say, what wants to be? And what wants to be through each and every one of us? I mean, you have a powerful voice in the world. I have a powerful voice in the world. All these people listening to us have powerful voices in the world. And they're powerful because they create change, right? They create change through choice. Yeah.
Yeah.
But sometimes we have to step back long enough to know that we're not just in it, but that we actually have.
We're driving it.
In it. We're driving it. Right. Right. We're in. Yeah. Perpetuating it.
Yeah.
Dissolving it or recreating it altogether. Yeah.
I have a little test for you now. You're very good, and Lee too, every month in echoing what the astrology is actually pointing out to all of us. And, you know, you two don't really follow astrology, so you're doing this completely intuitively. What do you think it's going to be like in the next 2 months leading up to Christmas?
What a are lot you of chaos. Up? Yeah, I'm picking up a lot of chaos, actually. And so when you were saying, you know, the beginning of November, I don't know what the astrology says, but it feels like a sped up version of what has been happening. And so the dissolving of systems and just more and more. And I think it is going to ramp up between now and the end of the year. I also, however, feel that that's, again, very purposeful, because as it ramps up, it becomes so, this kind of energy is the very thing that, although terrifically uncomfortable on the one hand, is the very thing that makes us dig in deeper to the power that we actually are, the creative, the creative essence that we each come with. And so on the one hand, yeah, it gets rocky, it gets chaotic, it gets a little bit crazy. And at the same time, the only place to go is inward when it gets like that. The only stability, really, is deep within. And ironically, I think when we do go deep within, when we take those moments where we kind of go, okay, it's just a shit show out there, and there's really, it's like you don't even know where to dip your toe in. So somewhere along the line, you just step back and go, okay, I'm just going to spend a few moments with myself. I'm just going to be with myself and see how this works from the inside out. Ironically, when you get there, there's a big power there. There's a big awareness there. There's something has been accumulating within each and every one of us as all of this other energy has been dismantling. And when we start tapping into that, then, okay, the outer landscape is doing what the outer landscape is doing, but there's an opportunity to create a brand new one right behind it. And we're, we're the designers of that. Yeah.
Absolutely. Well, I just want to remind everybody that, it is going to be, it's going to be a fairly prolonged process that we're going through. You know, change never happens easy, and it doesn't always happen quick either. But, Pluto is really, it forces change, and it forces us to address unpleasant truths. And Uranus, we had Pluto for the last, 10 years or more, the Uranus-Pluto square that was churning everything up for the past 10 years. But Uranus is the great awakener, and we have to look around and see how many people seem to be waking up right now. And it may look as though the darker, more shadowy forces have control. But I think, we mustn't forget, you look at the younger generation and they're such bright lights, and, the consciousness is definitely rising on the planet. So we just have to believe that we're going to get there, even if it's not tomorrow or next year.
Yeah, absolutely. Makes perfect sense.
Well, in the meantime, why don't you do your thing and synchronize our energies for us so that the next month at least we can navigate it with greater ease.
Yeah, thank you. So let's start by just breathing into our bodies. And again, when the energy is as chaotic as it is, it can spread our energies back out. It's like we can go through these periods where we feel like we're stabilizing, we're feeling good, we're feeling safe within our own existence. And then all of a sudden something else comes to the surface and it kind of, spreads us all over the place again. So breathing ourselves back into our bodies and even noticing in your body where that tension is being held. I know my small on my back, that place where it is all about safety and security can be a place. The neck and the tension in the neck, especially right behind the throat and our own capacity to have our voice in the world or feel like we can't even express, right, in the midst of everything else. So let's go ahead and breathe ourselves into our bodies, into these places and spaces in the body that might be uncomfortable. And from my vantage point, those uncomfortable places are only the places where we're kind of holding on to some energy, or the energy is holding on to a particular way of being. Right? There's a lot of energy going on in the kidneys right now, in the colon, in the intestines. This is all coming to the surface, the way we digest life, the way we hold on to the past, the way we feel empowered or disempowered in that second chakra, third chakra, kidney area in the relationship to that. So we're breathing into all those places and spaces as we find a starting point for integration into November, alignment with what wants to happen through us. Okay. So the very first thing that you are showing me is, let's just go right to the house, right to the structure of things. So literally, let's go into the body and all of the places where the body is holding this energy that no longer serves us. We know that we're already trying to cross the threshold into our own empowerment, to our own creative capacity, and yet, no, maybe yet, maybe not yet. Are we ready? Are we not ready? That kind of energy seems to be coming up. So let's go ahead and pull all of this, everything that this is bringing up, let's pull it out of the organs of elimination. Let's pull it out of the circulatory system and the way we recirculate particular patterns through our bodies. Let's pull it all up, and we're going to place it in a sphere out in front of us. Again, we place it in that sphere just so we can contain it, so that we can see it, so that we can witness it. Not judge it, that's different, but just be with it. There you go. So filling up that sphere with all of that energy. It feels kind of mucky. It feels kind of sticky, hazy. Makes things a little unclear sometimes as to how to move forward or where to go next. And then let's go ahead and we're going to add that blue star to that sphere. Again, that blue star is our totality. It's us already in our wholeness. Right? There we go. And we'll use that blue star to spin out all that information in that sphere. Keep spinning it until that sphere goes crystal clear. And as it goes crystal clear, let's go ahead and compress that sphere back into that blue star. It's like we're supercharging our own wholeness, our own empowerment, our own totality. And take that blue star and just drop it right down into, I would drop it actually right into those lower chakras in the body and implode that into billions of frequencies of light. You're telling those lower chakras of the body that it's okay to change. It's okay. It's safe to be in your power. It's safe to create, even as other things are being dissolved. Right? Okay, so we're going to go a little bit deeper into the body now. We're going to go right down into the second chakra. And this second chakra has really been, it's been screaming, and it's been... It's yelling again in the midst of this collective consciousness. And basically, it has so much information. There's so much wisdom. There's so much power in this second chakra. And for those of us in female bodies and identifying through that female kind of energy, whether we're in a, you know, whether we're in a male body or female body, this particular part of us is really screaming to be heard. And because there's so much wisdom and awareness in that part of ourselves that has been stifled. You know, it's the very part of us that maybe in our early life somebody told us was too much. You know, too loud, too needy, too this, too emotional, too whatever those twos are. And yet there was a deep inherent wisdom in that energy. So let's go ahead and go right down into that second chakra. And let's pull out all of the debris, noise, chaos, somebody else's idea of what we should be, so that we can allow ourselves now to be what we actually are. And pull that energy out, place it in a sphere. We'll blue star that energy. Spin it all out. Get that sphere to clear. We'll compress and condense that energy back around that blue star. And we're going to drop that blue star just like an empowerment bomb right in the second chakra. Implode it into billions of frequencies of light so that the power that you are, the wisdom that you are, can be available. And I think we are just about out of time. So let's let ourselves be right here. There you go. Thank you. Sorry about that. Go ahead, Sandy.
Thank you, Susie. Sorry we have to rush the ending, but that's all we have for you tonight. And we really hope and pray that Lee is safe and that he'll be back with us next month. Till then, it's goodbye from me, Sandy Sedgbeer.
And goodbye from me, Susie Miller.